Normal operation. Have a good evening, everybody.
9A from K2EIR.
Howie, were you calling me? This is Atoya.
Negative. My friend George, I heard Echolink early in the net with his call, so I was just checking if he was still there.
Yeah, I was plagued by the most interesting noise that came and went. And kind of weird, when I switched to the 440 side, I didn't hear the noise on the 2-meter side. But as soon as I switched back to the 2-meter side, the noise would be there. It was most frustrating. This has never happened before. And then it would end, and it would be gone for several minutes, and then all of a sudden it would come back again. So I don't know what's happening here. Anyways, I'll say 73 to you. Have a good evening. This is Antonio.
Thank you. Yeah, during the net, for a little while, I was monitoring 442-900, and I heard some sort of noisy version of you. I don't know why. I'm preparing an email with some photos to you, hoping it'll be helpful and answer your question about the ComTech group as well. And again, I don't know if it'll give you any ideas, but if you haven't looked at my QRZ page, you can look at that stuff. It wouldn't be as fast as assembly and disassembly, but again, the little things, I wish I had the right photographs to send you so you could get the right idea, but there are some things that are quick, connect and disconnect. Again, sliding a PVC mask over a steel pipe is fast. K2EIR.
Howie, I'm here. K2EIR, NY9A.
Trying to get this email sent to Noel. How come you didn't actually check in?
Well, actually, I was working on the brick downstairs today, and I'm now up here on Echolink. That's how you're hearing me. Back to you, Howie. And please allow me a little time.
Yeah, I realized that you were on Echolink. Okay. Well, very good. Yeah. It's often hard to do two things at once. But I'm glad you heard the net. I hope you enjoyed it. K2EIR.
Well, it was wonderful to discover that I'm not the only guy who has that kind of problem. Howie, have a good evening. Good night's rest, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. K2EIR, this is NY9A. I'm going to be clear and closing station. 73, pal.
73,
K2EIR. Nice signal coming over from Tarrytown. Yeah, you're right across the river from that repeater. That's a nice short stretch right to the no problem. Sounds good there, Howie. W2BRJ got Pete over here.
Roger, Pete. Yeah, I'm using an indoor antenna, but I'm on a hill, or, you know, the hill keeps going, but I'm facing the Hudson side, so that helps. And when the foliage is down in the winter, I can see the lights of the Empire State Building and the George Washington Bridge. And I'm sure one of the lights I must see is the Alpine Tower, but there's still a lot of trees, so you've got to sort of look between the branches to see it. In the summertime, I can't see it at all.
Your signal travels right up the water, yeah. It ought to propagate for a long way. W2BRJ. We're down over here 10 miles west of the GW Bridge in New Milford, southeast of Paramus. Just moved here. I wish I could have stayed in my old QTH in Elmwood Park. I had a nice vertical up in the backyard on a crank up, and I could stick the UHF VHF up on the chimney over here. No chimney, no tower. The only thing I can do is a wire, I think. W2PRJ.
If the will lives, wait. You'll find something.
B1VJ. If I have it. I want to say both of you guys. guys are coming in good over here in Stamford, Connecticut.
Station in Stamford, you got Pete over here. You're hitting a repeater over here, the Alpine repeater, no problem there.
Yeah, this is just about the end of the string that I know of going over here, and I try to monitor the Alpine. I'm going to be heading further east right now, so 81 VJ, I'll be listening out, but it's going to get crackly.
Okay, was it AE1 VJ? Is that your call?
Bravo 1, Victor Juliet.
Bravo 1, Victor Juliet, all right, sounding good there. You're in the Mobile, so that's real good.
Yeah, this part of Stamford is a little bit higher. I'm right next to the Merrick Parkway between exit 35 and 36. So this part's elevated, so I know I can hit Alpine really well from here. But once I go a little bit further east now, it's going to get really crackly. You can't quite make it in Norwalk.
You got a nice little mountain range that you're making it over, no problem there. Okay, you got Pete over here. We're going to be on the standby side. We're going to be listening there. W2PRJ.
All right, AB1DJ, this is Drew over here, and I'll be listening, and then I'm going to go on HF when I get home.
I wish I could do that. Okay. Yeah, a little crackly in the end, but we got everything there.
Keep in mind, I know he's disabled, but if you can get out to your car or a car, you can always put a hamstick on a car and operate. you know, again, there are always ways. I'm limited here, and I don't go out in the winter. You know, that's just it. I'm trying to figure out how to get out in the winter, get on HF in the winter without having to go out in the snow or the cold and sit in the car. 783-K2EIR.
Okay, Hitter, how are you? I looked at your web page there on QRZ, and I see that those antennas that you were talking about, that would be nice. That's a nice antenna setup, the way you got it, the portable one there.
Yeah, the only way I can enjoy HF, really.
Any pictures I got on the QRZ that's from the old shack in the other house, but the shack is basically the same. The only difference is the location there and the antennas, but that'll change, you know. Okay, hey, you be safe to where you got to get to. They call me Picnic Table Pete because I used to have my antenna, sticking up out of a picnic table in the backyard. You know where you stick the umbrella in the table? Well, that's where I put my antenna. And it worked so good, I kept it there for a couple years. And the only problem he had was really the wind blowing the picnic table over, you know, but you just straighten it up again. But okay, hey, you be safe to where you got to get to there. Picnic Table Pete said that. W2PRJ.
Okay, I'm finding it a little difficult. I'm trying to finish things off on the computer here and running with the HT, so I'm going to say 73. I used to work here on 165, and I'm sure I'll speak to you again. I heard you last week on the net. And we'll chat more leisurely when I can, which may be a few weeks before I have a little bit more relaxation or relaxed attitude. Anyway, have a very good evening. K2EIR.
Okay, K2EIR. Yeah, I've heard that call somewhere before. That rings a bell, but okay. Be safe where you got to get to there, 73. We catch you later there. W2PRJ, we're going to QSY to the 440 side.
You just made me laugh about that picnic table, AB1VJ.
B1VJ, yeah, I had a Mako 5/8 wave, and the ground planes were... I only had the 3-foot stub sticking out the first part of the ground plane, and they were about maybe 3 or 4 inches off the top of the table. And the steel table acted like a good ground plane. And I had it sticking up about, right up off the top of the picnic table there. And it worked so good, I kept it there for a couple of years, and then I put everything up in the air, the 500 pounds of cement in the ground with a tower and a crank up and everything else, and I did that for a couple of years, and then we had to move out of that house. So now I'm over here in New Milford, and they don't want nothing on the chimneys, and I'm going through that 500 pounds of cement and, 20-foot tower and all that. No more. Nope. so I got to figure something else out.
Yeah, I'm about to hang a vertical from a tree and see how that works. I'm just starting out in the HF arena, so I've got a G5RV going across the back that is going to be up about 30 feet, and then I want to hang a vertical as well from a tree.
Well, I got two trees. They're 93 feet apart, and I just picked up a Cuso King off of eBay. A guy sells them for about 70 bucks. A friend of mine, a couple of people I know have one, and it works quite well. And he's got a good reviews, and so now I just got to figure out how to get it up there. So anyway, you know, I called a tree climber. A guy that used to be a friend of my father's. The guy wanted to charge me over 480 bucks. I said, no, just hang a wire? No thanks. I'll find some other way, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to try, a bow and arrow, and I'm going to try shooting something up over a branch and see how that works.
Well, I ordered the easy hang, and that just came in the mail, but even after I got done looking at that thing, yeah, I'm still going to figure out how am I going to mount this box, you know, 40 feet up, you know, even if I hang the... Then Jim had the idea of pulling it up with a rope and just tying the rope down on the downside of the tree and let it hang there with the rope over the branch. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Maybe we can do that. Jim had an idea. That just might work, so who knows.
Alrighty. Good luck to it. Maybe one DJ. I think I'm at the end of the string. I'm at Norwalk now, so I'm going to be clear. Good talk to you, Pete, and thanks, Bryce. AB1 DJ, Drew, and I'm clear.
AB1 DJ, I think we're... Okay, anyway, we're getting staticky there. Okay, hey, be safe to where you got to get to there. We catch you later there, 73. W2PRJ. They call me Picnic Table Pete. We're all on the side. We're listening.
W2PRJ, AA2WP.
AA2WP, come on in there.
Yeah, Pete, we talked the other night. I'm Willie P. How close are the other houses to you? Because I put my wire up in the trees with a slingshot that I got.
It's not too. It's not too close to the. You know, it's all on our property. But I mean, I don't know, 50 feet from the. That's not in the direction we're shooting. You know, the street's on the other side of you know, one tree, and the other side, the neighbor's yard. I'm not too far. How far away his house is? I haven't gone snooping over there yet. I haven't gone over to look to see.
I got the. The slingshot deal with the fishing line on it, and I put mine up in the tree. A couple good shots, and I got the rope over the branch and all that stuff. I can't stay on right now, but maybe I'll pick it up with you tomorrow. I'll talk to you about it. Maybe. Yeah, where are you located? River Edge?
I just moved to New Milford, next town over from River Edge, about a month ago. They just changed my address on the QRZ webpage there, so it's got my new address on there, but that just changed over a couple days ago. Yeah, New Milford.
Okay, not a problem. I'm up in Rivervale, just a shot down Kennecomack Road. You know, maybe at some point I can help you out and see if we could shoot a couple lines, because I was successful at mine twice here.
Okay, yeah, well, the Cuso King just came in the mail the other day, and same thing with the Easy Hang. I got the Diver Easy Hang there, and the LMR 400 is on its way. It has not quite arrived in the mail yet, so I'm still waiting for the coax.
All right, well, maybe we can help you out with that. I'll see what we can do. I'll pick it up with you tomorrow sometime. W2BRJ, AA2WP.
Okay, Willie P. Alrighty. Sounds pretty good. Right, the call sign and the name down next to all the other ones for this frequency there. Okay. You usually come to this repeater often, or are you on HF all over? Or, you know, well, I can't go to HF now, but And where do you usually hang your hat?
Oh, this is it. This is my hat hanging frequency, 955. I also monitor 790. I'm a member of Barra too, so 146790, the Barra repeater. But I do HF, FDX all over the place. I'm a relatively new ham, but doing quite well. But like I said, I'm being paged right now, so I got to run. But maybe I'll pick it up with you tomorrow. But I'm usually on this channel.
Okay, alrighty. Yeah, hey, be safe to where you got to get to. Yeah, go. Hey, somebody's calling. Go get them.
Roger, roger. 73 is. I'll catch you tomorrow.
Okay, W2PRJ is going to be away from the radio for a couple minutes here. Mother Nature's calling. I got to go answer. W2PRJ, we're off the key.
W2PRJ.
Heard somebody calling in there. You are real staticky. W2PRJ. You were all broken up. I only got one or two words. Okay, yeah, you're not making the repeater. I guess you're getting a little too far. I think you broke the string. You're getting a little too far away there, or else on the other side of the hill.
NY9A disconnected.
Thank you.
listening.
KD2POR, KD2TIA, mobile.
Hey, good evening, Steve, or good morning. How are you? You must be a little bit tired.
The mind's still pretty good, but the eyes just want to close.
Yeah, I imagine so. How did the side job go? Smooth?
The best one yet. No problems. Was pretty fast. About 3.5 hours it took all together.
Betcha you can't wait. I know you say you don't fall asleep right away, but I don't think you're going to have much problem falling asleep tonight.
I slept, I'd say, about 4 hours last night. I laid down, it was like 2:20, and at 3 o'clock I was still awake. I was looking at the clock. And I fell asleep, and I woke up, seemed like a blink of an eye, and my wife was standing next to the bed looking at me, and I said, what time is it? And she said, 6 a.m. I'm like, 6 a.m.? So my daughter was up coughing and sneezing, and so I was listening to them talk, and then I fell asleep, and I got up again. It was like 7:45, so that was all the sleep I had.
82BOR. Oh, well, like I said, you sound pretty good considering. At least you got some sleep. It beats none, that's for sure.
Yep, surprisingly, I didn't fall asleep during my lunch. Usually I take a little nap or something. And I didn't fall asleep on the ride home. It was a very noisy train. And some drugged out lunatic started groping a woman he didn't know, and it caused a big commotion.
I'd say at the end of your working career, when you retire, you could probably write a book.
One of my co-workers that rides the train with me, he's changing shifts. He's going to the day shift. And he was telling me, he goes, I can't tell you how much I can't wait to get rid of this midnight train. It's the whole thing. Is this train is ridiculous. You know, everybody's heading home after abusing themselves all night, and think they can do whatever the hell they want to do on the train.
Yeah, last night you didn't miss anything between me, you, and a lamppost. We had what's his name out there, Rob. Maybe two UDM and John came on, but like I said, you didn't miss much.
Okay. I got home, I watched a little bit of TV, and then my wife was up reading, so I took with her a little bit, and then I laid down, and I just couldn't go to sleep. I was still too worked up. So, I'll see what happens today, though. I'll tell you, my eyes are just, like, really sore. You know. But you do know how it is.
Yeah, I got done yesterday. I was a little busy. Caught another job in the morning, which I'm finishing up this morning. And took Debbie's father, did what I had to do, and I decided to mow the front lawn, so I don't have to tell you how I felt when I was done with that.
Oh, boy. talk about abusing yourself. Your leg is not going to be happy.
Well, Steve, it's got to be done. And she works all day and cleans the house and keeps that whole house up for her father. I can't expect her to do it. I asked her if, before she went shopping with her girlfriend, she could take the battery-operated blower and just blow the sidewalk off in the driveway. I couldn't do no more. I had to sit down.
I did have one surprise today. My wife was in the city with the kids, and she stopped by the hotel and brought the kids in to see me.
Ah, that was nice.
That must have broke up your day a little bit. Something different there.
Yep, it was a nice surprise. I'm outside my home QTH now. Yeah, I was shocked because she told me she was going to Brooklyn when she was going home. And so I didn't think I'd see them. And then she just showed up. So I was like, oh, it was a nice surprise. Break up my day a bit. And some of the people that hadn't met them before, I introduced them.
Very good. All right, Steve, you're going. I know you're tired. I know you're home. Have a good night. Hope you get some sleep, and have a good weekend. KD2, BOR.
Okay, Rock. I heard from Bill today. He gave me a call, Bill and Donna. And I was chatting with Ruby on the ride home on the phone. So, it's been kind of a hammy day. But 73 for now, Rock. KB2 TIA Mobile.
73. N2RCP, KD2 VOR.
How you doing, Lou? KB2 UDM. Name is Robert.
A little late getting out on the radio. I had it off and I was eating some food and stuff, and I just remembered to turn the radio on. I was wondering why it was so quiet. en route from the work QTH up in Rockley to the home QTH in Belleville. Roger.
Yeah, roger, roger. KD2UDM, AA2WP. Yeah, the name is Bill, and I'm here in Rivervale. I'm sure you pass the general area when you come up from Rockley and headed to Belleville.
I'm sure that it's around here somewhere. I'm not that familiar. I've been coming up here for 2 years, and I don't really know Bergen County that well, as well as I do as Essex County, Roger.
Yeah, I'm over next to Westwood. Westwood and Hillsdale, it's Rivervale.
Westwood has the train station that I go by, I believe. That's the train stop right there?
Yep, that's probably the one. my son-in-law works for a construction company, and he plows a big parking lot up in Rockley. I'm trying to think of the name of the place. They do electronics or something.
That's a Roger. The name of the company I work for is Crestron, and there's Crestron there, and there's Volvo there, and there's some other companies up there as well, Roger.
That's it. It's Crestron. And the funny thing was, my son, when he was going to college at Ramapo, had an internship with Volvo over there in the customer service department. And he worked there after he graduated from college, and then he moved to Virginia. But that section of Volvo moved out to Orange County, California, or something, the customer service people. But in any case... yeah, it's Crestron. That's the place. He plows a lot over there. He's with Campoli, the construction company.
Yeah, that's a Roger. He must have made a really nice penny this past winter, because he's quite out there quite a bit this past winter, Roger.
Yeah, that's for sure. Rock, what are you doing? You got another job lined up for tonight, or are you just hanging out?
82BOR. I got one more guy coming in for his service about 6:30 this morning, and I got another customer. I got him two key fobs for his old Mercury Mountaineer, and I got to get him down here and program him. But I don't have too bad of a day today. I got a christening I have to go to on Sunday. Thrilling.
Oh, we know you know how to do those key fob things. Mine are still working. That's good. Yeah, christening. Where's the christening located?
I don't know. Debbie's driving. I think they live in Garfield or Garwood, Garfield. I don't know. I have no clue. She's going to the church. Me and her father are not going to the church. I'm going to get my extra job on Sunday at taking him for his pickets, and then she's going to come back and take us up there, because I told her I'm not driving.
Oh, that's cool. You'll just be in for the heat. Stuff in your face, as you like to call it.
God knows, being half Italian, I do like to stuff my face basically with pasta. Hey, Rob, how are you doing tonight? 82, be aware.
I'm doing okay. We're just going through some construction area, and the guy's walking out on the road run to get on the entrance for the Garden State Parkway, and he's really walking up and the white line, and he's really close to the vehicle. The police lights are on and flashing and everything. Just being real cautious. Just getting on the Garden State Park right now at mile marker. What do we have? 167.
Hey, that's got to be up around the barra. I hope everything, I'm back and ready to go. I want to make the Hamfest. I think it's October. I forget. I looked it up the other day. Hey, Willie, you know they raised the entry fee on the fall barra to $7.
Yeah, I didn't know they raised the fee, but at the meeting they were discussing the fact that the the club is not making any money. You know, it seems like the events they do, all the portable park and the field day and all that stuff, everything costs money, and they weren't taking in as much. And then they had two bad ham fests because of the rain. This last one, they said, wasn't bad. They made some money on the last one. But the two before that, it had rained, and they didn't make a lot of money on it. So that may be why they raised the admission a little bit.
I'm not complaining about it. Just I saw on the flyer that I looked up on the internet that they raised it up. Well, hey, the club's got to survive. They got to make money. Just like we donate to this repeater, it's a good thing.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I wanted to tell you, I had an interesting HF contact on 17 meters tonight. I got a maritime mobile. It was a freighter off the coast of Brazil that was going up to Charleston, port of Charleston. And the guy was 100 watts with a wire antenna out hanging from one of the cranes or whatever on the deck. And, man, he was coming in good.
Very good. Looks like you're taking after KB2 TIA. You're becoming a real DX down there, Bill. Congratulations. Over to you, Rob. 82, BOR.
Yeah, that's a Roger. I was just having a conversation with one of the toll collectors. He didn't want to give me a case quarter versus a nickel and two dimes. He says, oh, I'm running out of money. How are you running out of quarters this time of night? I don't like going through my cup holder looking for money for the toll booth, whereas, you know, a case quarter is easy to grab your hands on instead of the two dimes and a nickel. The guy fails to realize that because of me coming through that poop, I'm helping to save his job. I get an easy pass, and they can go say the heck with them. They fail to realize that.
I was surprised they even keep dimes and nickels on the turnpike. I figured they would just turn them in and keep them. I like that, Rob, the case quarter. I remember using that terminology years ago.
Hey, that's a Roger. No more phone booths. Yeah, well, I remember when the phone machine, the phone booth, phone was a dime. Over to you, Will.
Yeah, Rob, I'm from the dime generation myself, AA2WP. You know, these toll guys, before I had easy pass, it was like they were doing you a friggin' favor there to take the money, you know. I don't know how many times, you know, just politely say thank you. And the guys, they just look at you, you know, and then I usually scream back at them, you're welcome. I'll give thank you and you're welcome all in one breath.
Let me see if I have it. 82 BOR. I got to tell you this one, guys, I don't know if you remember, but I know you guys remember the payphones that had the quarter, nickel, and dime slot. We all got so good at that. If you drop the penny down, the nickel slot hit the coin return just at the right time. You got your dial tone and you got your whatever it was, 5 minutes for the first nickel or dime. You got that for a penny.
Yeah, that's a Roger. That's right. It was right. Nickel dimes and quarter slot in the old phone booth. My brother, quite a few years ago, we were able to get one of the old phone booths that had the fan in it. It was solid oak wood. That thing was gorgeous. I mean, right now that's a real antique piece of the item, and he threw the thing out a couple of years ago. Hope you will.
Ah, that's amazing. Where I took my extra test, the club pulled from Yonkers and up to Armonk, and the guy up there was showing me around his house, and he has a thing for telephones. He has all kinds of phones. But he's got an original phone booth with an original phone in there that's wired to give you a dial tone automatically. But you can go in the phone booth, when you close the folding door, the light comes on in the fan, and you can make a phone call from his phone booth in his living room. It's pretty neat. It's certainly a conversation piece. Over to you, Rock.
Hey, to be a wire. I tell you, Rob, you talk about those old wooden phone booths, the ones that were worth the most, were the standalone ones, because they were finished on all sides except for the back. If you get the ones like the candy store that I used to go in, they were two side by side. So you had two phone booths with two side panels that weren't finished. But like I said, the standalone ones are worth the most. Over to you, Rob. 82, be warm.
How does it Rob, KV2 UDM Friday? And believe it or not, now as I recall, I had to do jury duty approximately about 2 months ago, and in the building in Newark on the, what is that, High Street or Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the old jail, they converted the jails over to the court buildings now. And believe it or not, they have the old phone booth that's in there with the old style chair, and there's a phone booth in there. I couldn't believe it.
That's pretty cool. When I was a kid, there was a gas station we used to hang out in, and the outside telephone booth, which was a glass and metal booth, we used to plug up the coin return with cotton, and then people would make phone calls, and they wouldn't get their money back, and then go in there with the grandpa tool, reach up and pull the cotton down and take out the coins that were collected in there. And then they fouled us. They put a new telephone in and had that like flip coin return thing that you couldn't plug up.
I tell you what I used to do, Willie. Well, my grandmother lived on South Orange Avenue in Telford Street in Balesburg. There was a parking lot behind there, and they finally put meters in it in those days. I used to stuff stuff down the meters just far enough. People would put their nickel in the meter. It wouldn't go down. And I'd go back later on and pluck the nickel out of the meters that I stuffed the twigs in or whatever I put there. Over to you, Rob.
Yeah, that's a Roger. I do remember coming across a few of them, and I was thankful for somebody else because I didn't need to change. And I think, I vaguely remember that what you could do sometimes was that if you play with the lever that was on the phone, you click it up and down a couple of times, you could sometimes wind up getting a dial tone, or you wind up getting the operator, and you tell them you're having problems with a number, they'll dial a number for you, and you got a free phone call, I believe. Something short toward that extent.
Can you imagine now kids nowadays listen to this conversation and say, what are these old farts talking about? Everybody's got a phone in their pocket. What do you got to go put coins in a phone for?
I'm surprised to hear that you could even find a phone booth. It's amazing. They used to be all over the place, hanging on the corner. Phone booths all over. Hey, if you remember, what's his name? Sung that song, or he wrote that song at a phone booth. I can't remember his name now, but the name of the song was O'Donna. Anybody can remember it, bring it up. Because Richie Valens, over to you, Rob, KD2BOR.
That's a Roger, KV2 UDFYD. To be honest with you, I think they should have. One of the good reasons that they did that was they got rid of the phones because that was a lethal weapon. That thing, you could hit somebody upside the head with it and guarantee to crack their skull. You remember that old black one?
That's funny. That's funny. And yeah, I saw that in a movie. Richie Valens wrote O'Donna or whatever it was. God, we're dating ourselves. Holy smokes. But I'll tell you what, I go as far back as the fact that the phone booth in the candy store I used to go in as a kid had the single receiver, like the thing you held up to your ear and you had to lean over and talk into the phone. That was a real oldie.
Now you're really dating yourself, Willie P. I don't think I remember that. I might. What were you doing? Dialing up Sarah and say, connect me to somebody. I can't stop laughing on that one. Over to you, Rob, KD2BOR.
And that's a Roger, KB2UDFRID. And if you really want to be honest about those phones, I guarantee, would outlast any phone that they have out nowadays. You can drop it from at least two stories, three stories, and still pick that phone up, and it would still ring with no problem whatsoever.
A2WP, I think you're absolutely correct, Rob. You know, Rocky, this is no joke. When I was a small kid, we had a party line where you had to pick up the phone and listen if anybody was on there. And the operator would connect you, and my grandmother was, let's see, what, Cliffside 6-7231J. That was the phone number, 7231J. It's funny how you remember these things. I was only about 3 years old. They had to pick up the phone and click it a couple of times, and the operator could connect you to that number. So that's how far back I go. It is like, hey, Sarah, connect me.
KD2BOR. Well, when you were 3 years old, I wasn't even a gleam in my father's eye. But I remember my mother, Rob will know where this is probably. My mother had to work about three jobs when she threw my old man out in 1970. And one of her jobs were at St. Mary's Hospital in Orange. And she was an old switchboard operator, pulling the wires and plugging them in. And I remember her doing that. Over to you, Rob.
Yes, sir, Roger. I do remember that. I do remember that, that location. And you know what's really strange about back in those times? I had an opportunity to go on a class trip to one of the phone companies where they had the actual switching was done. And I couldn't believe it. You go in there and all you hear is nothing but those freaking relays. Click, 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 click. And I mean, it was phenomenal that there was so many relays that was went into effect with those phones. And I believe, let me see, what voltage? I don't even remember the voltage on there, on those phone lines. But it wasn't that much voltage on the thing. But those are really, really great times.
A2WP. Yeah, the those switching stations were something. They had that fire in the one in New York. It was actually down near the Trade Center. The building loaded with smoke, and the wires were burning, gave off carcinogenic smoke and everything. Was that was something, but... amazing stuff. We've come a long way now. You get a five-year-old kid walking around with a cell phone that does everything, takes pictures, calls home, and everything. It's like really crazy.
82BOR. Well, I'm still in the prehistoric days when it comes to cell phones. I keep kidding everybody that I got a rotary dial on mine. I just can't come to get one. I just can't believe I would have to carry a suitcase around with me to make a phone call today. Over to you, Rob.
Yeah, that's Roger. I wonder now who, well, it used to be Ma Bell that would handle the phone system. Now, I don't even know who handles the regular landline because I know I have Sprint, which is wireless. I know Verizon is, Verizon, I don't know what Verizon's doing. Verizon is wireless and the phone company. I wonder who's handling the landline. Does that go back to Bell days or somebody with Verizon handling the regular landline now?
Yeah, I think Verizon handles the landline locally, and I think AT&T still does the long wire for long distance calls. But, you know, it's funny how... now, you know, long distance calls, it don't matter. They, you know, they don't bill you extra for that. It used to be when I first moved up here to Rivervale, if I was going to call back to Fairview down the other end of the county, it was, you know, so much a call extra. And we, for $5 a month, we had unlimited calls to that calling area. It was really crazy. They bill the heck out of you with those things. But I think it's probably AT&T on the long wire and Verizon locally. I know it's Verizon locally because I had to deal with them when I had copper wires in my house here. I had a relay box down the street that used to get water every time it rained, and my one phone line would go dead. And by the time I got a repairman, the thing was back to working. And then I insisted that they send a foreman out and then on the day it was raining so he could hear what was going on. They finally tracked it down.
82BOR, one thing I will not do is call information on a cell phone. I think when I got my first cell phone, information was 49 cents on T-Mobile I had. I don't know what the heck. I know it's very, very expensive to call information on a cell phone. Over to you, Rob.
I really don't even know what it costs. I just keep paying this bill for me and my granddaughter. And she wanted to have the latest and greatest iPhone. So she's got an iPhone. I've got an iPhone. Pretty much you can talk into it and ask it to tell Claire. I think that's her name. Whatever, ask her for whatever you want, the street address or restaurants, and she'll come back and answer you. This technology is so far above and beyond that it's really, really incredible. It's really kind of scary, to be honest with you. But, back to the landlines, my goodness, the phone lines is probably still up on the poles. Well, I'm wondering if they, pretty soon we won't have any telephone poles because everything has gone wireless. And I guess your corporations are still using hardwire for their phones, and they haven't gone wireless. But I could probably foresee in the future that they'll be walking around with their cell phones in their hands. Well, at my job, they do it now. They have their own wireless, but they still have a phone on the desk, which anybody hardly ever uses right now.
Most of them have gone to fiber optics because they use the same fiber optic lines to bring cable TV and all the rest of the stuff. So they're replacing the copper lines on the poles with fiber optics. So there will still be connections on the poles, but it's not going to be copper wires like we're used to. And the big companies, a lot of them switched to fiber optics a long time ago. I wanted to say, you talk about the old switchboard with the plug-ins. When I was in Vietnam, in the comm center, we had a switchboard like that, and you had to, the board would ring, and you'd answer the call, and they would say, like, okay, connect me with the orderly room. And you would take his plug and plug it into the orderly room, and then crank a crank, and it would bring the orderly room, and then when they made the connection, you would clip out. That was an old-time field phone setup.
82BOR, I think, Rob, I don't know what you got for cable. I'm pretty sure Comcast is in Belleville also. Bill, what's your cable provider up there where you live?
I switched to Verizon Fios a while ago, about 2 years ago. They offered me a deal on the triple play or whatever they call it, where you get cable, internet, and the phones all wrapped into one. I wound up saving money over paying separate for the phones. Also up here is Cablevision. I had Cablevision before, and I like the Fios better, so it took a while to get used to a different channel lineup, but that's what we got.
Yeah, at the shop here I got Comcast triple play. At home, I've got just the phone and TV. I don't need no internet. Over to you, Rob. I think you got Comcast. I don't know if you use it, but I think you got Comcast in Belleville, right?
I currently have Fios. We have Fios here. Comcast, I believe, is in the neighborhood, but we had Fios, and seems like it's pretty good. We also pay a pretty penny for it, and my nephew, he works for him, so he keeps on top of whatever we need because it's my understanding for everything that you do need, there's a fee that's associated with it. And with that, I'm going to say, guys, I'm designated to Home QTH, and I'm going to go ahead and listen for the final go-round, and then I'm going to sign and go on in and kick the feet up for a little while, and maybe I'll fall asleep a little bit.
Okay, Rob, good making your acquaintance. I jump on here once in a while in the middle of the night when nature calls and chat with Rocky and Charlie and all. I'm glad we had a clear channel tonight. KD2UDM, AA2WP73. Is over to you, Rock.
82BOR. Yeah, I'm going to take this opportunity to say 73 to both of you guys. I got a few things I got to invoice here, and I want to get to do it, and then I'm going to go to Debbie's house and have my breakfast. So 73, guys, we'll catch you down the log. Kilo Delta 2, Bologna on right.
February 73, nice meeting you, Will. KB2 UDM clear.
Hey, Cat Rock, have a good breakfast and do a lot of those invoices. The government needs the money from the taxes.
Yeah, well, Rocky needs the money, too. Yeah, I got to go pay my town taxes today. They want some of it. I tell you, that's a drag. I don't have to pay it to a later date because they got the bills out late. So I think I'm going to make them wait for their money. Katie, too, be alarmed.
Roger that, buddy. Good night.
How about it, Rock? W2HL, Whiskey 2.